Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, August 23rd, and this is Chicago Council 8 volunteer Peter Snow reporting. This past Sunday, United CEO Smysek attended the Global Business Travel Association convention in Denver. During a speech to the participants, Smysek spoke of all the progress that's happening at United Airlines, while glossing over the fact that not a single collective bargaining agreement has been finalized since taking over the helm. At the convention, hundreds of flight attendants and pilot protesters greeted Smysek during his appearance. We will continue to remind our CEO that it is time he direct his negotiating team to stop with the delay tactics and start bargaining in good faith. United's workers have suffered under bankruptcy-imposed for far too long, and deserve improvement to their pay and work rules now. An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 5.9 struck this afternoon in Northern Virginia at approximately 1:50 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The quake was felt in Washington, Richmond, and as far away as North Carolina and New York. Immediately following the quake, some flights in the D.C., Boston, and New York regions were temporarily put on hold as a result of FAA control towers having been evacuated. These airports are now all returning to normal operations. Some buildings in the New York and D.C. metro areas were evacuated, and public transportation may be affected for the next few hours. There are also reports of cell phone signal saturation and disruption reported, and it may be difficult to make or receive calls. Flight attendants should report to work as usual, provided they are able to do so safely. Updates will be provided as additional information becomes available. A recent publication in a Purser communication improperly leads flight attendants to conclude making repairs is a flight attendant responsibility. While flight attendants may troubleshoot equipment malfunction based on procedures in the FAOM, it is critical that we all understand we are not licensed or certified to perform any repairs on the aircraft. This is not work traditionally performed by flight attendants. Rather, our colleagues in the maintenance division of the airline have the exclusive responsibility to perform repairs and ensure the airworthiness of the aircraft on which we fly. Our Safety, Health, and Security Committee is in contact with the company and is requesting an immediate retraction and correction to this communication. Last week, the first annual FADAP conference was held from August 16th through the 18th. With nearly 150 EAP professionals in attendance. Participants heard presentations from a variety of experts, including AFA's UAL MEC EAP Chair, Lucy Shannon, who spoke about merging flight attendant cultures and substance abuse treatment. The FAEAP was not only authorized by the FAA for another year, but Canadian flight attendant representatives attending the conference gathered more information on how they could create their own version of this very successful program. Irregular operations and bad weather can negatively impact our IDs while we work. It's important that you know what our contractual legalities are when confronted with a drafting scenario. Sections 2, 9, and 12 of our contract deal with drafting. Drafting is defined in Section 2.1 of our contract. Line holders shall be considered drafted when assigned while off-duty in inverse order of seniority and in priority among those available and qualified. In addition, line holders shall be considered drafted when removed from their assigned flight for which they are legal, available, and in position to fly, and assigned to cover any other flight. Drafting is provided for under the contract after exhausting the order of assignment as set forth in Sections 9.1 and 12.2 of the contract. Furthermore, Section 9H3 of the contract provides that drafting assignments shall not be made more than 6 hours prior to scheduled departure. Flight attendants may not decline a drafting assignment. Keep in mind, however, that once the company applies the drafting provisions of the contract, there are pay ramifications of which everyone should be aware. First, once drafted, there is no further reassignment under Section 8J of the contract. For example, if drafted from a 3-day ID to cover a 1-day ID, there is no further assignment upon return to the home domicile. In addition, any drafting assignment that would result in a flight attendant being illegal for a subsequent ID is pay protected as part of the drafting assignment, and the company may not reassign the affected flight attendant under Section 8J on return to the home domicile. In addition, there are pay ramifications involving the holiday pay when drafted. When drafted away from a holiday ID to fly a non-holiday ID, the scheduled holiday pay must be considered when making the flight pay calculation. A comparison must be made between the dollar value of the ID flown, including any applicable holiday pay, to the value of the ID from which drafted, including holiday pay. If the value of the ID from which drafted, including holiday pay, is greater than the value of the ID to which flown, the flight attendant is entitled to the pay differential or the greater of the two. This differential, once calculated as a result of the comparison, will be posted in the DFAP in the form of an hour and minute posting. When given a drafting assignment, we encourage you to have the scheduler clarify that you have, in fact, been drafted and under which section of the contract this is being done. Request the schedule remark, the ID appropriately indicating DRFT. This will assist flight time records when making their manual review of pay associated with each drafting situation. There were no negotiating sessions last week. We return to the negotiating table this week and look forward to tackling the reserve and scheduling issues on the agenda. At the same time, we are preparing for participation in expedited mediation in the event a protocol agreement is reached that allows us to move forward. For a more in-depth negotiations update, refer to our website and join the FAN Flight Attendant Negotiation Network or contact your local council office. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.